This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Missouri Senator Ben Brown on the phone on what technically is the last day of the legislative session, although I don't think you have to report to work today, do you, Ben?
I do not. I guess we got off a little early this year.
Yeah, you did indeed. The Senate recessed after doing the previous question, the PQ rule, and passing, of course, a fix, hopefully, for Amendment 3 and also Prop A. Let's talk about those for a minute. There was a lot of criticism of you guys for doing that.
Well, you know, it is the previous question, also referred to as the PQ. It is a rarely used procedural move that ends all debate. It's one of the few ways that you could shut down a filibuster in the Missouri Senate. It's something that we really just had no other choice but to pursue at this point. There had been ongoing negotiations to try to have a fix, the Prop A, send another option back to the voters on Amendment 3, the abortion issue. And just when there's no compromise that can be reached, when the other side's just unmovable, it was the only option left available to us. So we pulled the trigger on that. It does kind of blow things up, so it ended the session a couple days early. But in this case, I think that it was one of those scenarios where it was worth it and it was something that we had to do.
Maybe you just answered the question I have, but Mark was reading how this was the first time, I believe, in 5 years that Missouri lawmakers had used this PQ, this previous question. With the supermajority, why is it not used more often?
Well, it's the thing that really separates the Senate from the House. It's the more deliberative body. In the House, it's more of a top-down power structure where leadership has more power. The Senate is intended to be a place where senators have more equal power. And so it's not something that you want to see used more frequently, because the Senate is also a place to where, sure, you can pass legislation, but one of the most important aspects of that job is that you can also kill or prevent bad legislation from advancing. And so we don't really want to get it put to a place to where we have essentially the houseification of the Senate, to where that's happening all the time. It needs to be used as rarely as possible. But in extreme circumstances like this, where there are lives on the line, particularly in regards to abortion, it's something that had to be done.
Do you think, we're talking to Senator Ben Brown, do you think the governor will call for a special election for that issue instead of holding it in the middle of the general election for the midterms?
Are you referring to the Kansas City?
No. I'm referring to the Amendment 3 fix. What was it, HJR 72 or 73? Is that the bill?
Oh yeah, HJR 73. I think there's a good chance that you might have called a special session. So the HJR that we just passed, that's not actually going to be on the ballot till the next election cycle. So it's something that we could have gotten done still next session. I imagine for certainly if we didn't get something done in the next session, I would imagine he would have called us in. Fortunately, we were able to get something over the finish line on that and also rolling back some provisions of Prop A.
Ben, I may have misspoken. What I meant was, do you think the governor will call a special election to decide that issue instead of doing it in the midterm next year? Like, if we wait till a year from November, we're right in the middle of the midterms, and that's going to drive all the crazies to the polls if we're voting on that abortion issue again. Do you see an opportunity for Governor Kehoe to do this in a special election prior to the general?
That's an interesting question. It's something that I'm sure that the governor's team is going to weigh going forward. There certainly is a strategic aspect in terms of how it might affect the midterm elections. That being said, I haven't really heard much behind the scenes as far as any talk one way or another, but happy to keep you posted with anything that I hear going forward.
Cool.
So I know out of money coming in, trying to push abortion, get that passed as it was sadly last November, that was key. It sounds like you have made some serious progress on trying to make sure that that's more difficult.
Yeah, and it was the very last bill to pass out of the legislature this year. It was a Senate Bill 152 that I filed, which bans all foreign funding of any ballot measures. And for years, one thing that's been really frustrating is that the legislature has fallen short in terms of really delivering a win to defend the integrity of our initiative petition process, to defend the integrity of our state constitution. This finally does that. We have millions and millions of dollars coming in every year by these foreign-backed organizations like the 1630 Fund, and that's how in a Republican supermajority state, we're still having all these liberal policies pass at the ballot. For instance, Amendment 3 on abortion, Proposition A, and just going back year after year after year, this will put an end to that. You have the 1630 Fund, who I referenced, they were the ones that really propped up this Amendment 3 campaign. They put over $4.5 million dollars into that election just on Amendment 3 alone. Additionally, millions more in the Prop A. And if you go back election cycle after election cycle, you look at every liberal policy that has passed about in our state, and there's a good chance they were propped up by 1630 Fund or one of these other foreign-backed organizations. So with the passage of this and what's signed into law, that cuts the head off the snake, and that will no longer be an issue in our state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Love that. And it, the governor has not signed that yet, but it's on his desk?
Yes. So like I said, Thursday was the very last bill that we sent there, and I am very confident that he will be adding a signature to that, and it will go into law.
Yeah. Senator Ben Brown, our guest this morning. So what are the odds that the left just figures out a way to get around that? So they instead funnel money to Michael Bloomberg, who then turn around and sends it to Missouri.
You know, and we looked at that. The version that passed the Senate was actually version 13 of this. I was doing biweekly calls with election integrity leaders from around the country, working with the Secretary of State's office, the Attorney General's office. There are a handful of states that have implemented similar policies. I believe ours has the strongest teeth of any. It pertains to not just direct funding, but directly or indirectly receiving any funding from prohibited sources. So even if you funneled money through multiple people or entities, you are still banned. It also has a real enforcement mechanism. We gave investigative authority fully to the Attorney General's office. He can issue subpoenas. He can get obtain records. And so this will have real power. It also has, unlike other bills in other states, this holds directors of the committee that is making these decisions in violation of it. It would hold them personally and jointly liable. So you can't just have a committee that after the election just dissolves, so there's no accountability. No, if you're the person directing that PAC or committee, you are holding the bag. You are directly responsible. So I think that out of all the bills that have passed in various states, I think that this is one that is really going to make a significant difference.
Yep, it sounds like it. Senator Brown, happy to hear that got passed, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Senator Ben Brown there from District 26.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.